Which in steps the next card. In times of the darkest depression, the star radiates the guidance of our higher consciousness. Man can overcome all fear if he follow his light. It is the source of all inner strength and will lead him through the night into the beautiful dawn of supreme understanding. In times of dark depression, the star radiates the guidance of our higher consciousness. You talked about the devil and death and fear. You brought that up. And this talks about, in the star card, it brings up fear. What comes to mind here, it says, man can overcome all fear if he followed this light. And my man, Mr. Mental Reset, always says, we are all stars, so shine like one. And in darkness and in your low points, reach for that star energy, which is our essence, the light. The light within. Some say with love and light.
I've heard that a few times.
Have you said that a few times?
I may or may not have said that a couple hundred times also.
But the star is Aquarius. A star is Aquarius. And Aquarius, Aquarius is about being authentically and uniquely yourself, which for you to really resonate and truly be your authentic self, this says, the night is the source of all inner strength, will lead him through the night into the beautiful dawn of supreme understanding. And one of the things I say is, know thyself. Why do I say know thyself? Because once you know thyself and accept yourself and understand yourself, it's much more easier for you to let that star light shine. Aquarius, authenticity, uniquely yourself.
Saturn, and this is the star, which is Aquarius, ruled by Saturn. Mm-hmm. And that devil card was talking about it's actually release of fear and freedom of choices to take a better path.
Ooh, freedom is another Aquarius word. Seven archangels, seven vices and seven virtues. Could that be rising, getting over that, them seven vices and seven virtues to rise above and really find your star energy again, your higher consciousness?
Which creates vibration, and you see there's meditation there with she's looking directly down at that. It's about the waters of life onto the material earth as well, because that's symbolic of Mother Nature with that woman holding those two pictures there.
And water and earth astrologically are compatible. They sextile each other, which means they work together. Earth needs water for things to grow out of it. Water needs earth to contain it.
Always interesting when I hear people say the grass is greener on the other side. And I come back with a comment, the grass is greener where you water it.
And some people don't like people on their grass. Get off my lawn!
Sometimes people just stop over on to their grass so that it's done correctly. They just stop on by. They're told to get off the lawn.
The next card